thoughts on Charlie Kirk. You know, when that news broke with Irina, the Ukrainian woman who was brutally stabbed, and Charlie Kirk, I seriously began thinking, I need to prepare my exit plan for expat life. I'm a world citizen. I chase summers. I'm mobile. And I think everybody should consider, if you live in the US, to keep your exit secure, okay? Because geo-arbitrage is one of the last arbitrages, one of the last good real arbitrages out there. So let's say a currency collapses in one country or another, there's a natural disaster somewhere, or political instability, take a flight and go where it's good, right? And live as a tourist, live the tourist life. If you're to ask me, I used to go to San Francisco all the time. I have not gone to San Francisco in like 5 years. It's too dangerous. I used to live in New York as a digital nomad, and I'm afraid to go to New York now. Which country would I prefer to move to? I would consider places in Asia or Eastern Europe, maybe. I hear those are nice, you know, those are pleasant. Within the US, there may be pockets that are okay. And look, some people gave me some trouble saying, well, you're going to just flee and leave the US while everybody else is going to take care of it. And my commentary on this is, it's an entire generation that has been brainwashed, right? Gen Z is pure brain rot. They were the iPad generation. They were brought up on radical woke ideologies. They don't want to listen to anybody. They don't listen to authority. They believe words are violence. Okay, my generation was the Andrew Tate generation. Andrew Tate and me are one of the last in this generation who actually know what the real world looked like and how people should be acting and what is real and what is not, and how much the world changed radically after really the social media generation came up. If you look into the history books nowadays, the kids' books, it is completely rewritten and reprogrammed with a lot of the radical woke ideologies. Okay? That's just how it is. They rewrote every history book, every kid's book, all the movies, all the TV shows. The teachers are all doing this. And it is going to take an entire generation. Look, they're not even out of the system. The teachers are still there. The books are still there. Gen Alpha is now also being taught this same thing. So it's going to take two generations, Gen Z and Gen Alpha. These guys are gone. And these guys are radical. Maybe Gen Alpha has a chance because they're brave and they are the media attention generation. I think Gen Alpha is very brave. They take no authority and they're willing to step up against COVID. They don't respect authority, but there may be some of this violence, toxic radical strain where there's hypersensitivity. You know, my generation was taught words mean nothing. Words can't hurt you. I was in Google HR training. They told me, hey, be careful about your use of pronouns, or you might offend somebody. Look, I'm a world citizen. I speak in multiple languages. There are many international people who aren't going to know every single pronoun. You cannot educate the world. So I raised my hand and told HR, why don't we just teach people to be less sensitive? How are you going to fix the whole entire world? Well, that's currently the mindset that people have. People get offended. They have that victim mentality. And then they go postal, basically. You don't have to give up hope on the US. You can still fix it, but you only have one life. You gotta enjoy your life. It's too short to just waste and try to fix the world from afar. I will say this. A lot of the creators are not even serious. They don't even mean what they believe. Do the MAGA influencers really believe what they say? Do they really believe everything, or are they just pandering to their crowd? So they're out there stirring up their drama, and then you got the Gen Alpha and Gen Z who are taking all of this literally and they think it's real. And then they go crazy on this stuff. And it's like, hey, people are just out here collecting their AdSense. They're just collecting their sponsorship money. They're just getting their attention economy. They're getting their back. It's not that serious.